my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor?
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 And
doctor.
Well, we miss anyone?
B-side to the ballad of John and Yoko, that's the Beatles with Old Brown Shoe, George Harrison on lead. And this is, in fact, Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you've had a good week since we were all gathered. I myself spent a weekend in the country. By the country, I mean Beverly. Before, let's see, we got a lot of really good stuff coming up for you. We've got some Courtney Barnett, we have some Joan Jett, but first, there's been a lot of talk in the press. In fact, the media, as one would say, about people going to space, wealthy people going to space. Is it beneficial? A lot of breathless takes in the press saying that it is, in fact, beneficial. So in the interest of a balanced discussion, I present a dissenting view.
We have a poem here. It's
called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some Whiteys on the Moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the Moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the Moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the Moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, 'cause Whitey's on the Moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the Moon. I wonder why he's upping me, 'cause Whitey's on the Moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the Moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the Moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the Moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the Moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the Moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. Out for first impressions, this place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. Going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. Think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
Down.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Bad Reputation, a song persons of a certain vintage will remember as the theme song to Freaks and Geeks, and I'm in fact one of those people. Before that was Danger Mouse and Daniel Luppi, The Rose with The Broken Neck with Jack White on vocals, and that was from the concept album Rome. Look it up, it's fantastic and supremely underrated. We also had Courtney Barnett, Depreston from her first album, and her third solo album will be in our hands in a short amount of time. In fact, by summer's end, I should think. And at the start, Gil Scott-Heron, Whitey on the Moon. And what do we got next? Toots and Maytals.
Thank you. Don't forget his impressions in modern music done with the new Miles Davis organization with Max Roach on drums, John Lewis on piano, Al McKibben on bass, Lee Konitz on alto, Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Bill Barber on tuba, Junior Collins on French horn, and Mike Zwerden on trombone. Here's a wonderful thing, a little thing that John Lewis knocked out. It's his own blues called Si Vous Plaît.
Thank you.
sky, must have been exciting, and up to the peaks you were bound. Now you're stranded alone, and the past is unknown, and there is no easy way down. No, it isn't very easy when you're left on your own. No, it isn't very easy when each road you take is one more mistake. There's no one to break your fall. The heights we love, where our fantasy world can be found. But you must know in the end, when it's time to descend, that there is no easy way down. You know you're gonna find there is no easy way down.
Like no other, that was Dusty Springfield with No Easy Way Down from Dusty in Memphis. Before that, Miles Davis with a live version of Si Vous Plaît from the special edition of Birth of the Cool, Symphony Sid on intro. Sif John Stevens, Redford for Zsa Zsa and Popo from the Michigan album, and at the start, from the Funky Kingston album, Toots and the Maytals, I Can't Believe. And it is halfway through Great Songs But Nothing Good, so let us pivot seamlessly to the Pause for the Cause, the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Later on in the show, we are going to be playing a request sent to us by a dear friend and former colleague from my tenure at WMUA in Amherst, DJ Von Layaway. But that, alas, my friends, is in the final quarter of the show. What stands between you now and then, between the big reveal, are songs by Bob Dylan, Graham Parsons, and to start it all off, Necco Case.
What happens at home since I've gone away? Needles drop soft and sharp, and the leaves gently sway. Low ceiling moves in and circles the pain.
feeling blue. Seen a good looking girl, can I make love with you? Hey, hey, babe, I got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, hey, babe, I got blood in my eyes for you. I got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in the world you do. I went back home, put on my tie, gonna get that girl that money will buy. Hey, hey, babe, I got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, hey, babe, I got blood in my eyes for you. Blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in the world you do. She looked at me, began to smile. Said, hey, hey, man, can't you wait a little while? No, no, babe, I got blood in my eyes. In my eyes for you. Got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in the world you do. Thank you.
from the posthumous album Grievous Angels. That was Graham Parsons with I Can't Dance and Emmylou Harris on backing vocals. Before that, Bob Dylan, Blood in My Eyes from 1995's acoustic album World Gone Wrong. And at the start, Necco Case, Ghost Wiring. And now the big reveal. Friend of the show, DJ Von Layaway, former colleague, has recommended this song to me. I liked it, and so I shall play it. It's by Julia Jackson, and it's a song about getting to Perth before the borders close.
Yeah.
From the 1982 album Hot Space, that was Queen featuring David Bowie, and the song was, of course, Under Pressure. Before that was Rashid Taha with Menfi, and at the start was Julia Jackson to Perth before the borders close, a song requested by and going out to DJ Von Layaway out there in Highland Park in Los Angeles, California, keeping it easy, or perhaps sleazy, in the Bear Republic. And that does it for us here on this week's thrilling installment of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. But before I go, before I throw it over to the wedding present with their version of the Cheers theme, I'm just going to say this. Trevor Moore died last week, and he was the most prominent face of the sketch comedy group The Whitest Kids You Know, and they were on IFC. They even branched out into some movies. And Trevor Moore, for me, was one of those comedians who didn't get enough notice when he was around, kind of like Mitch Hedberg. So they did release one album, and I will play this song from that album for him. And tune in next week for more of the same. but slightly different.
Reggaeton! Whoa! Whoa! Yeah!
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 This is the track right here. It's real, real early in the morning, Saturday morning, but I'm awake and I got a...